Gentlemen, the world-famous business and casual shirts from Charles Tirrett are here, designed in London and made for Texas. These will be your go-to shirts from the boardroom to the bar and beyond. And right now, you can get three exquisite shirts or polos for just $99, plus free shipping and a six-month guarantee. That's $200 off. Visit ctshirts.com and use code STYLE. That's ctshirts.com, code STYLE.
Hello. This is Hey Dude Shoes. This is an ad, but not for your ears, for your feet. Are they listening? Good. Hey Dude Shoes are the squishiest, airiest, lightest go-to shoes you'll ever have the pleasure of introducing your toes to. So light, a butterfly could steal them. So soft, kittens seethe with jealousy. So cushy, your hands will curse your feet for all the love and attention. Toes, you've hit the jackpot of comfy. Hey Dude, good to go to.
Okay, this is just my testimony about what the Lord did with our son, who was afflicted by something, and you have to be very merciful with me because I don't fully confess, understand exactly how these things work. But he was afflicted by something, and the Lord is delivering him. And so I want to share what he told me to do and how it worked prayerfully, just in case my testimony is helpful to anybody else who is going through a similar situation. And I just want to just explain something really quick, that the things that I'm sharing were, that the Lord led me to do, were acts of faith. And that's the key. If anything's clicking for you, okay, and you have gotten in, you know, through the Holy Spirit that that's what you were supposed to do also. Prayerfully, this will just bring about clarification for you. And then what you want to do is also step out on faith and do it. But do be careful with like a religious sort of ritualistic type stuff, okay? I'm not sharing this saying like, oh, this is what I did, you do it too, it'll work, you know, type of a thing. Because everything that's done of the Holy Spirit is done by faith, and that's the key, okay? Because one person can do something of faith, and then if they go and tell another person, oh, I did this and it worked, but the other person is not being led of the Spirit to do that, then they can do the exact same thing and it won't work. Does that make sense? Because if it's led of the Spirit, then it's an act of faith, okay? So I pray I'm explaining that well. It's not like, because I certainly don't want to like list off a bunch of like ritualistic type of things to do. I'm just simply sharing my testimony that way. If it provides any confirmation for you, then prayerfully there'll be a turnaround in your situation. And it's just always remember that, okay? Everything that we do when we're being led of the Spirit is an act of faith, and that's the key. It's not the thing so much, okay? It's the actual act that a person does. It's the faith that is moving behind it. The Holy Spirit is sort of like, a good example is like a glove, right? If I'm doing like a hand puppet thing for my children, right, and I got a hand puppet on, and it's moving around, there's all these like, you know, you know, there's the puppets talking and moving, and the kids are sitting there watching it and enjoying it, right? If I take the glove off, okay, and just lay it on the table, it's not going to do anything because it was my hand that was moving it, okay? And that's the way it is with moving the hand of God. It's the faith. The Holy Spirit is the one that does it. And the act is sort of like the glove is the only way I can explain it. I hope that's a good example. So it's really about stepping out in faith, okay? That's the key, is it being an act of faith. Let's go ahead and pray. Lord, just humbly ask you to grant me the wisdom to properly share with any of my sisters who are going through what I went through. And I pray that they have rock solid faith and that they have clarity, and that everything that you led me to do that will be helpful in their situation, that they have wisdom to see that that's what they're supposed to do. And I just pray that I bind every spirit that would come against us in authority of Jesus' name. And I also ask for just a sevenfold portion of comfort upon their hearts. And just speak against any lies of Satan for them. And command them to be silent and revealed for them, so that they may have that comfort in their hearts. Ask all these things of you, Father, in your Son, Jesus' name. Okay, so just very briefly, our son, we noticed that there was a problem around 3 years of age. He was never formally diagnosed with anything, which I will get, talk about here. Because the Lord led me, and once again, I'm just sharing my testimony, led me to stay away from any sort of doctors and pursuing the medical system on this when we realized that there was a problem. He just committed me to prayer and fasting. So he was never formally diagnosed with anything, but he had basically a friend of my husband, who's a principal of school, said he would easily be diagnosed and medicated because he was developmentally behind. He was not comprehending. He's having very abnormal reactions to things, hitting himself. Trying to think of what else there was. But it was like there was this barrier. I couldn't connect with him. That's the best way that I could describe what it was like. And I would tell him things, and it was like, that's the only way I could really describe it. It's like there's a barrier. Like he just could not, in any way, shape, or form, no matter how I tried to explain things to him, he just wasn't understanding anything. So something was wrong. It was just like he couldn't comprehend the things that were around him. I pray I'm explaining this properly. And that's why I'm calling this autism, because it's very similar to what children with autism do and have. I have some background with autism. I used to work at a school with children who are autistic. So I was familiar with some of the things that they do typically. But hopefully and prayerfully, I explained properly what he was afflicted with. Okay. And on a side note, my son was vaccinated up until, honestly, I don't know what age he was vaccinated until. And then being led of the Spirit, I stopped vaccinating. I didn't continue, and so I don't vaccinate anymore. So when I realized that something was wrong, the Lord led me very specifically to prayer and fasting. For Genesis, that's the name of his name. Or son's name is Genesis. And then instructing him on what is wrong and right. So basically, he led me to war in the spirit through prayer and fasting, and then in the flesh with just basic instructions. So when he would have abnormal reactions and things like that, not to let it get to me, just by faith, telling him, no, Genesis, you don't hit yourself. No, Genesis, you don't cry like that. You don't overreact like that. And then there was also, ministering to him, talking to him, about controlling himself. And it may sound odd because he's very young at this point. And then also, too, since he was having this problem, probably would be like, why? He doesn't understand you. But that's how the Holy Spirit led me. And I obeyed him in instructing him when he would have those abnormal reactions. I'd explain to him that it's wrong, and then I explained to him, what he's supposed to be doing. And then also, of course, talking to him about the Lord a lot. And then laying on of hands over his mind daily and praying over it. We both would pray. I would pray, and then I taught him how to pray. And then there was a distinct point at which I had a choice to make, whether I was going to pursue him getting help through the medical system or just by faith with prayer and fasting and just seeking the Lord's face with my whole heart. I chose, you know, to just go with the Lord and not pursue anything, no doctor's appointments, no nothing, just seeking the Lord on this. And I'm not trying to like condemn anybody just taking their child to the doctor. Of course, I take him to the doctor for, you know, like checkups and things like that. But as far as this was concerned, decided to go straight, you know, just taking it to the Lord with my whole heart. But there was that distinct point where it was like, maybe I could try this, maybe I could call this, maybe I could try this organization, maybe I could do this, maybe I could do that. And just casting it all aside and just going straight with whatever the Holy Spirit was telling me to do and letting Him handle it. That was the choice that I made. And then pouring my guts out to the Lord, weeping. anybody who knows this type of battle, there's a lot of weeping involved, because, you know, it hurts to see that something's not right with your child, so a lot of weeping, which is why it's really important, if you're listening to this, and you are listening to it for someone who's got this going on, please be careful and mindful of that, that it is very painful when you're talking about somebody's child. Be mindful and gentle and sensitive to that, please. But God is faithful. Scripture says, those who sow in tears will reap in joy. And so I was pouring out all my tears onto the Lord. Sowing my tears onto the Lord. And I'm reaping in joy, thankfully. So just to clarify, there was that point where there was a lot of options, sort of, carnally, within the medical system or with different things that, you know, I had a choice to pursue, and I chose just to do what the Lord was leading me to do and stay away from those choices. So it was sort of like a left or right type of point for me, I guess. And I just went straight, you know, Holy Spirit, and just kind of forsake all other options for help. And then something else that the Holy Spirit made very clear to me was that that I was sowing seeds, but that He wanted me to be patient, because just like a garden, you know, when you don't plant seeds one day and then walk outside expecting to see, you know, a full-grown tree the next day, it takes time. So He just was very clear that He wanted me to continually so that it was a season of just sowing. And then I would start to see, you know, plants sort of like, you know, just like a garden, you know, plants begin to develop. And then those plants, scripture talks about this. He says, you know, you see, barefoot, I can remember it. But you talk about an ear of corn, you see sort of like a leaf. And then after you see the leaf, you see the, you know, it start to break through more. Then you start to see the actual ear of corn. Same sort of principle. So He was really dealing with me about patience. Knowing that there's going to be a lot of sowing. And then, you know, be patient and wait for it to break through the ground. And then start to blossom and grow. And then blossom, to be patient with that. And then but it's by faith, you know, knowing that as I'm doing these things that He was going to come through for me, and that I would see the fruit of it down the line, because that's the literal definition of faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The Lord, there was nothing, and the Lord spoke the world into existence, and then it came forth. So same basic principle of faith, doing what He said, believing. And then knowing that I'm not going to see anything, because I know that that's kind of like, well, obviously, right? That's what the scripture says. But, you know, you get attacks in your mind as you're obeying the Lord when you don't see anything, you know. So it's good to just remember that and have it, you know, so that you keep going and you don't draw back because you don't see anything, you know. That's how He was helping me, you know, understand, you know, just... If you don't, that literally the act of faith means that I don't see anything. I hope I'm explaining that properly, but that's what He was explaining to me. So that I wouldn't draw back you know, but keep pressing forward, knowing by faith that it was going to bear fruit. And on the other hand, I did, it was made clear to me that if I went in the other direction, that it would also bear fruit, but it wouldn't be the fruit that I wanted for my son. I guess probably the best way to explain this was to share my personal testimony. I used to struggle with the spirit of suicide, and I was still very young in the faith at this point, and so I didn't know anything about spiritual warfare and things like that. So I, you know, went to modern medicine, and I was put on antidepressants. And I basically, the best way to explain it was that sort of like the spirit of suicide was hitting me up emotionally, I guess you could say, and in my thoughts, but I could still control it to a certain extent. But when I went on those antidepressants, I began to have uncontrollable thoughts of suicide. I would have flashes of killing myself. For example, I'd be in the bedroom and would remember that earlier that day I broke a glass, in the kitchen. And then, I would have thoughts of going out and cutting myself, and there was something urging me to go out and do it. To cut my wrists, or, if I was going past a pond, I would have flashes of drowning myself in it, things like that. So having that understanding, from, you know, having been put on those medications, it was very, you know, easy for me to understand why the Lord wanted me to stay away from stuff like that. And just pursue my son's healing by faith and just trusting him to do it. That it was going to be, you know, going to take time and I need to be patient. But trusting him because he was safe, you know. Because those medications actually altered the way that I thought. Because I do remember very specifically there being points where I was actually trying to stop thinking about it. And it was just sort of like a runaway freight train. I couldn't seem to stop it. And that's how my mind would just work after I started taking the medications. I still had that temptation on my own, but those medications seemed to just make it... it was like those medications fed the temptation that I already had. And I knew that if I, as a, you know, full-grown adult, you know, I was still a babe, so I didn't understand, like, spiritual things at that point, but I knew if, as a adult, I could see something was wrong, you know, then, you know, I just knew that, then, you know, what would it do to my son, you know, so I believe the Holy Spirit 100% when he, led me to stay away from those things. So please, you know, I urge you to go to the Lord in prayer over things like this. Because I saw this with myself, and I've seen this with others. I've also seen this with children where they have a problem starting out young, but as they go to modern medicine, it seems to get worse. Because I saw the same thing with my son, the abnormal sort of emotional reactions to things, even hitting himself, things like that. But then because he's a male, of course, as he gets older, you know, like with, I've seen this with others where the violence increases. Now they're hitting others, they're hitting themselves more violently. And it seems like what was small just seems to have gotten sort of bigger. Like with me, you know, I had like this thought of suicide, and then all of a sudden it's like, it just gets worse. So for me as a mother, you know, it was clear to me that, you know, that the medications and the vaccinations and just all this type of stuff, that the Holy Spirit is urging me to just stay away from it. So he went from having these abnormal, like, overreactions, emotional overreactions to things, and so on. And I don't really know what would have happened, you know, because, you know, like I've already said, I stayed away from all that stuff and didn't go down that path, just went straight to what I, you know, talked about. And now he's not doing that anymore, you know. So that's my testimony wholeheartedly. Sought the Lord on this, and things turned around. And I'm so thankful. I just want to thank the Lord. Say thank you to our Father. Because he's starting to understand things. He's starting to comprehend things. He's getting better and better. He's talking to me. He's expressing himself. And so I'm just praying that what I'm saying will be helpful to any mother that's in my situation, that the Holy Spirit just led me to place everything upon him. And it was very painful, maybe going through those reactions to things, and but God is faithful. He's so much better and getting better every day. And he, you know, was really pushing me to take that leap of faith and just trust in him. And he's better, getting better every day. And I'm so grateful, because I really believe the Lord shielded us from a very strong attack. And I will, I do urge any sister that's listening, if the Holy Spirit is dealing with you, you know, and you are medicating your son, please just consider my testimony of what those medications did with my mind. Just trust the leading of the Holy Spirit. This is why, you know, by God's grace, I took this to the Lord, you know, this whole thing to the Lord. I'm not saying, you know, it's wrong to take your child to a doctor. I take our children to doctors for checkups and whatnot. But on this issue, you know, that's how the Lord led me. And so I do just prayerfully ask any mother that's listening, if you do have a child that's on these mind-altering medications, please consider my testimony about what it was like to be on those. Because I just can't imagine what it would be like for a child who can't explain, you know, what's going on, or probably likely even fully comprehend it. Because, like I already said, as an adult, to be on those medications, if that's happening to them, and there is this sort of internal, you know, struggle going on, and then it's being, you know, made worse by these medications, where their mind is continually filled with thoughts of violence or whatever, or, from the medication, because they wouldn't be able to explain that to you or articulate to you what's going on. So please just be very prayerful about anything you give to your child, and have faith in the Lord and trust in him. And just really have faith, because it really is a trial of faith. And I just wanted to share my testimony, because our son used to do this thing with his hand, and for a long, and I had no idea what it was. And when the Lord started turning things around, he was able to tell me that he's pretending to be a power digger. No idea what he was doing all this time, you know. And finally was able to tell me. I was so grateful, you know. The little things like that, you know. I was so grateful for. And so have faith in the Lord, because he loves you, and he abundantly loves your children, because he's their creator. And then there's a spirit, there's a little boy that has a spirit who's, and the behaviors similar to the manifestations. Manifestations are similar to what some children with autism may do, because a lot of times they'll abuse themselves and things like that. Anyways, And the Lord says that this type of spirit comes out with prayer and fasting. And the Lord did lead me to pray and fast also in my situation. This is Matthew chapter 17, verses 14 through 21. So if the Lord's leading you to pray and fast, just let Him lead you. He'll tell you how to fast and what to do. Just let the Holy Spirit lead you. And if you, you know, you're listening to this and, you know, you're getting that ding in your spirit, you know, Holy Spirit is leading you to make some changes. You know, please just have faith and trust in the Lord and follow Him and do what He says. Because the thing about faith is that Scripture says that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We take the leap of faith first, and then there's the revelation afterwards. But, and then things make sense and they become more clear. But first, the leap of faith has to take place. Otherwise, it's not faith. Because it's literally the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Scripture says there was nothing that the Lord spoken into existence and then there was. So there's the act of faith first, you know, and then the revelation after. A lot of times we follow through with what the Lord wants us to do. Honestly, I don't understand what's going on. I'll confess that right now. I don't understand with all these disabilities and what's going on with kids today. But I do know what the Lord told me to do. And I did it. And it worked. And that's the thing about the kingdom of God first. It's an act of faith first, then the revelation. And the Lord loves your children. And He wants to see them healed. And if the Lord is pushing you to take a leap of faith with your children, don't be afraid. Okay, trust Him. Let Him lead you. Okay? There's a reason why He's telling you to do things. And I've also seen a lot of victory with prayer from the elders of the church. Talks about this in the book of James. Also, you know, as always, I'm here to pray with you. I am not an elder, but I am certainly more than happy to pray with you. And then also a lot of times the Holy Spirit will direct you on who to ask for prayer. So once again, I just urge you to seek God with your whole heart with prayer and fasting on this. Especially if you or someone you know is medicating a child. I urge you to go to the Lord with everything that you have and take a leap of faith. If He's telling you to stop doing something, if He's telling you to be patient and just wait upon Him and just lay everything on the altar, just do it. Just trust the Lord. Never have I seen the righteous forsaken. God is good, and He is the only one that is truly trustworthy. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask that anybody who listens to this is comforted in their hearts and that they have mountain-moving faith to step out and obey whatever your Holy Spirit is leading them to do, and that there is absolute healing and deliverance for their children. Ask all these things to you, Father, in your Son, Jesus' name.
Jeremiah chapter 29. Now these are the words of the letter that Jeremiah the prophet sent from Jerusalem unto the residue of the elders which were carried away captives, and to the priests, and to the prophets, and to all the people whom Nebuchadnezzar had carried away captive from Jerusalem to Babylon. After that Jeconiah the king and the queen and the eunuchs and the princes of Judah and Jerusalem and the carpenters and the smiths were departed from Jerusalem. By the hand of Elasa the son of Shaphan and Gemariah the son of Hilkiah, whom Zedekiah king of Judah sent unto Babylon to Nebuchadnezzar king of Babylon, saying,
Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, unto all that are carried away captives, whom I have caused to be carried away from Jerusalem unto Babylon. Build ye houses and dwell in them, and plant gardens and eat the fruit of them. Take ye wives and beget sons and daughters, and take wives for your sons, and give your daughters to husbands, that they may bear sons and daughters, that ye may be increased there and not diminished. And seek the peace of the city whither I have caused you to be carried away captives, and pray unto the Lord for it. For in the peace thereof shall ye have peace. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, let not your prophets and your diviners that be in the midst of you deceive you, neither hearken to your dreams which ye cause to be dreamed. For they prophesy falsely unto you in my name. I have not sent them, saith the Lord. For thus saith the Lord, that after 70 years be accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you, and perform my good word towards you in causing you to return to this place. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me, when ye shall search for me with all your heart. And I will be found of you, saith the Lord, and I will turn away your captivity, and I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places whither I have driven you, saith the Lord. And I will bring you again into the place whence I caused you to be carried away captive. Because ye have said, the Lord hath raised us up prophets in Babylon, know that thus saith the Lord of the king that sitteth upon the throne of David, and of all the people that dwelleth in this city, and of your brethren that are not gone forth with you into captivity. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, behold, I will send upon them the sword, the famine, and the pestilence, and will make them like vile figs that cannot be eaten, they are so evil. And I will persecute them with the sword, with the famine, and with the pestilence, and will deliver them to be removed to all the kingdoms of the earth, to be a curse, and an astonishment, and an hissing, and a reproach among all the nations whither I have driven them, because they have not hearkened to my word, saith the Lord, which I sent unto them by my servants the prophets, rising up early and sending them. But ye would not hear, saith the Lord. Hear ye therefore the word of the Lord, all ye of the captivity, whom I have sent from Jerusalem to Babylon. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, of Ahab, the son of Kolaiah, and of Zedekiah, the son of Maaseiah, which prophesy a lie unto you in my name. Behold, I will deliver them into the hand of Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon, and he shall slay them before your eyes. And of them shall be taken up a curse by all the captivity of Judah which are in Babylon, saying, the Lord make thee like Zedekiah and like Ahab, whom the king of Babylon roasted in the fire, because they have committed villainy in Israel, and have committed adultery with their neighbors' wives, and have spoken lying words in my name, which I have not commanded them. Even I know and am a witness, saith the Lord. Thus shalt thou also speak to Shemaiah the Nehelamite, saying, thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, saying, because thou hast sent letters in thy name unto all the people that are at Jerusalem, and to Zephaniah, the son of Maaseiah the priest, and to all the priests, saying,
the Lord hath made thee priest in the stead of Jehoiada the priest, that ye should be officers in the house of the Lord. For every man that is mad, and maketh himself a prophet, that thou shouldest put him in prison and in the stocks. Now therefore, why hast thou not reproved Jeremiah of Anathoth, which maketh himself a prophet to you? For therefore he sent unto us in Babylon, saying, this captivity is long. Build ye houses and dwell in them, and plant gardens and eat the fruit of them.
And Zephaniah the priest read this letter in the ears of Jeremiah the prophet. Then came the word of the Lord unto Jeremiah, saying,
send to all them of the captivity, saying,
thus saith the Lord concerning Shemaiah the Nehelamite, because that Shemaiah hath prophesied unto you, and I sent him not, and he caused you to trust in a lie. Therefore, thus saith the Lord, behold, I will punish Shemaiah the Nehelamite and his seed. He shall not have a man to dwell among this people, neither shall he behold the good that I will do for my people, saith the Lord, because he hath taught rebellion against the Lord.
At Premier High School, we are a tuition-free charter school serving grades 9 through 12. We offer a personalized program which gives you the opportunity to recover credits, graduate early, attend school around a work schedule, career and technical training, earn college credits while in high school, become eligible for military service. Learn more about how you can reach your goal. At Premier High School, we are a tuition-free charter school serving grades 9 through 12. We offer a personalized program which gives you the opportunity to recover credits, graduate early, attend school around a work schedule, career and technical training, earn college credits while in high school, become eligible for military service. Learn more about how you can reach your goal.